This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. And it's my delight to have with us this week, we're going to have Anthony Fiola. Anthony's a good friend. We've had him on the show before. And Anthony is currently the Director of Adult Discipleship for Christ the King Parish here in Ann Arbor. Just took that job. That's my parish, and it's so great to have him there. He brings a lot, but he also was a former Associate Director of Discipleship and Formation for the Archdiocese of Detroit, and then Director of Evangelization for Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish in Plymouth, a big, really dynamic parish. The Parish Father John Ricardo, for many years, was the pastor of, and you were kind of right in the middle of continuing all that good work of discipleship. So welcome, Anthony.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you. And how could I forget, Anthony's also married to a lovely woman, Anna, who's been with Anthony on the spiritual journey, which we'll hear about this week, and their lovely five children. So making disciples in your home, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Domestic church full of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So I was thinking, Anthony, maybe today, Monday, let's just kind of, why don't you just share your story, kind of your testimony? How did you come to faith and that journey? What kind of brought you here ultimately?
All right. Well, I was baptized Catholic when I was a little baby.
Yep.
Received First Communion in second grade. We were very nominal Catholics, so Sunday Mass was a pretty regular thing in those formative years, but then my parents split up when I was around third grade, 8 or 9 years old, and then we just fell away. We fell away from the Lord, fell away from the church. For me personally, there was about a 6 or 7 year period there where I was unchurched, single-parent home, didn't live for the Lord, didn't have a relationship with the Lord, nothing. And as you can imagine, sin and all of the consequences of that kind of just came flooding in during that time of my life. Until I was about 15 years old, the Lord sent a really beautiful non-Catholic Christian brother into our family by the name of John. And John worked at a taco shop with my older brother, with kind of a competitor to Taco Bell back in Indiana. I think it was called Taco Grande or something like that. And John, he grew up in a kind of a family situation that was even far worse than what I had experienced. His dad was, I can't remember, I think he said he was an atheist or agnostic or something, and very anti-religion of any type. His mom was a Christian. But John kind of went through a mess of life there for a while, but had a powerful encounter with Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. And John took it on as his project to evangelize my older brother. So he worked at the same taco shop, and he would take breaks on purpose to evangelize. And he was just a fiery evangelist that had met Jesus. Jesus was his Lord and his King, and he was living his life for him and began to evangelize my brother, who didn't really want that in the beginning. But little by little, through a lot of prayer, through the persistence of this brother, my older brother had a really strong encounter with Jesus. Also, a very strong baptism in the Holy Spirit. And he began to incessantly evangelize me and my younger brother during those years.
When you say baptism in the Holy Spirit, what do you mean?
So in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11, John the Baptist is talking about Jesus coming, and he says that there's one coming after me whose sandals I cannot even untie. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. So what I mean by that is just a deep immersion in the power and the love of the Holy Spirit. For me and my brother, and I can tell you this in a minute, but it was really just a crying out to the Lord to fill us with the Holy Spirit. And he answered. And there was just an immersion of the love of God and a really deep healing and deliverance. And also, that's what thrusted us into a life of mission and evangelization and discipleship. So my older brother began interceding for us and talking to us about Jesus.
How old were you at this time?
16. 15, 16. So it was around 16 when I came back to the Lord. So it was in that year kind of leading up to that. And I remember him standing in his bedroom at night, late in the night. We'd be laying in bed, me and my younger brother, because we were in this upstairs bedroom. You know, you come to the top of the stairs and it's just an open room, and we shared a room, and then my older brother had his own room. And I remember his silhouette to this day, the lights on in his room, and he's stretching his hands out over us, praying in tongues, interceding for us. And I would say that was the first time that I experienced, and I didn't know what to call it at the time, but that was the first time I experienced the conviction of the Holy Spirit, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, that I was a sinner and that I needed someone or something. You know, I didn't have it all figured out at that time, but it pierced my heart. There was something that happened there when he just prayed for us like that. So he, like I said, continued to just preach the gospel, the kerygma, that God loves us and has a plan for us, that we're created in God's image. They called sin, sin. You know, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. They would proclaim Jesus, who he was, what he did, how he died for us, rose again from the dead, and invite us constantly to come to the Lord. I remember taking drives to church with my older brother, and he would break out this little pamphlet that had a sinner's prayer on it, you know, a prayer just to invite Jesus to be Lord of your life. And my older brother, he's wonderful and hilarious and very intense. And he said, read this. Like on the drive to church, he'd like force us to read this.
A little catechesis along the way eventually, yeah, yeah.
And it was just seeds going in at that time.
Yeah. How old was he? How old is he?
He's 6 years older than me.
Okay.
So he would have been 21
at the time, okay, yeah.
And, you know, we would go to church with him sometimes just to get him off our back, you know, just because, yeah, we'll go, Neil. We'll go. And it was just this storefront, non-denominational church. And there was a lot of friends there of my older brother, Neil, and this guy named John, young men that this other guy named John had led to Jesus. He was just evangelizing all the time. And they would also come to us and proclaim the gospel. And I remember we were all culminated after, you know, a good year probably of this kind of evangelization happening in my life. I went to church with my older brother, not a Catholic church, it was a Protestant church. And afterwards, a guy comes up. His name is Lee, and he looks at me, and he asks me if I know the Lord, and if I wanted to know the Lord. And he actually kind of confronted me with the last judgment. He quoted Hebrews 9:27, that it is appointed unto man once to die, and then after this, the judgment. And he said, if you were to die today and stand before God, would you go to heaven? And deep in my heart, I knew the answer to that question, because by that time, the Holy Spirit had done such a deep work in me. I knew I was living in sin. I knew I was separated from the Lord, but I was very shy and timid. So I just looked at him and said, I just shrugged my shoulders and said, I don't know. And he goes, but you can know. And he quoted some more scripture to me out of 1 John about knowing the Lord. And he invited me. He said, do you want to pray and invite Jesus to be Lord of your life? And I was totally ready. The Holy Spirit had done such a deep work. And I said, yeah. So right there, in the midst of that crowd, he led me to Jesus, and there was no powerful emotional experience, but faith awakened in my heart. The Spirit of God just awakened it inside of me, and I remember almost like looking over his shoulder, and just the world seemed different. Mm. And I knew that I had just met Jesus. I knew it was different. And that's when I really committed my heart and my life to saying, Lord, I want whatever you want for me. So it wasn't long after that, I also cried out to the Lord for more of the Holy Spirit in my life. After I read Luke chapter 11, 9 through 13, where Jesus says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open to you. And at the end of that, he says, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And I remember as a teenager just looking at that and taking that at face value. So every night after I read that scripture, in my bed, alone in my room where nobody could see me, I would just pray based on that verse, Father, give me the Holy Spirit.
Hmm.
I don't know what this is supposed to look like, but I had been reading Acts of the Apostles, I'd been reading the Gospels, and I knew there was more. But the Holy Spirit, again, just awakened a hunger in me, and I began every night. And that went on for some months. And it got to a place of like holy discontent. And eventually, through this guy, John, who evangelizes. He was at our house late one night. And I asked him to pray with me regarding this that I'd been crying out to the Lord about more of the Holy Spirit in my life. And it was in my older brother's bedroom. He read scripture to me for about an hour, just read scripture after scripture about the Holy Spirit to me. And he said, you need to know what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit before I pray for you. And he just took his time. And then we stood together, and when he laid hands on me and prayed for me as a brother in Christ, the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit came in a very strong way. And I would say that that moment is probably the most defining moment of my Christian life in terms of saying yes to the Lordship of Jesus.
As an adult, yeah.
As an adult.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's so many fruits that have come out of that, that moment with the Holy Spirit that night. But I like to kind of narrow it down to three. There was prayer. The spirit of prayer came over my life. That has never gone away. Spirit of mission, this desire to tell other people about Jesus. And holiness. There were sins, obviously, that I'd been struggling with deeply. Mm-hmm. And through the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, there was an instantaneous change in my desires. I didn't want that life anymore. But then little by little over time, there was a sanctification and healing process and a grace to grow in holiness. And then the short, very short portion of the testimony is many, many years after going to Bible school, after doing mission in different parts of the world, saying yes to the Lordship of Jesus in many different areas of my life, the Holy Spirit began to draw my heart back to the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. And that all culminated about 10 years ago in a revelation of Christ in the Eucharist. And when that happened, and there's many, many details to that, it was really the same response that I had. The response the Lord was calling me into was the same that I had sensed throughout my whole life when Jesus invited me into more of his Lordship in my life. And it was, when Jesus reveals himself, you leave everything to follow him.
Yeah.
And that's what it was like when I fully surrendered.
It's beautiful.
To that, yeah. Lordship.
Yeah. And friends are just listening. I think one of the things we want to talk about this week is, what does it mean to, I mean, who is the Holy Spirit? What does it mean to come into a fuller life in the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul says, to live a life by which you're walking by the Spirit? What does it mean to walk by the Spirit? And just your story is the fulfillment of Jesus's promises. You know, if you seek me, if you knock, if you pursue me, the hungry will be fed. And, you know, sometimes it happens very quickly for people, mm-hmm. but like in your case, there was a, you know, there was an initial commitment, but there was a longing and a hungering over time, a seeking, and in the Lord's timing. Yeah. And then you had to, in a humble way, in a, led by the Spirit, to say, I'm going to ask John to pray with me for more of the Holy Spirit. You know, that kind of willingness to cooperate with the Lord is the key. And it's simple, actually. It's difficult, but it's simple. It's not complicated. You know?
Yeah, much of my life is like Jacob in the Old Testament, yeah. wrestling with the Lord.
Yeah, so good. Well, we hope to hear some more about that wrestling the rest of this week. Friends, I hope you can enjoy Anthony and I as we continue kind of in his journey, but talking about stuff that's directly applicable to your life and mine. And the Lord wants us to grow as disciples and to grow in a deeper fullness of walking in the Holy Spirit together. So have a blessed day, brothers and sisters. Hope you can join us tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.